The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When the Magi had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him." Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod, that what the Lord had said through the prophet might be fulfilled. "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod had died, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead." He rose, took the child and his mother and went off to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go back there. And because he had been warned in a dream, he departed for the region of Galilee. He went and dwelt in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled: "He shall be called a Nazarene." The Gospel of the Lord. Pope St. John Paul II once said, "As the family goes, so goes the nation, and so goes the whole world in which we live." As we celebrate the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph this Sunday, only a few days after Christmas, we are reminded that all Christian families are called to be holy, to be places where Jesus is found and loved. For us, the family is the most important relationship that we will embrace here on earth. The church has always taught that the family is the domestic church, meaning that the home is the church in miniature. The church is the sacrament of God's love. She is a communion of faith and life. She is a mother and a teacher. She is at the service of the whole human family as it goes forward toward its ultimate destiny. In the same way, the family is a community of life and love. It educates and leads its members to their full human maturity, and it serves the good of all along the road of life. The family is the first and vital cell of society. In its own way, it is a living image and historical representation of the mystery of the church. The future of the world and of the church, therefore, pass through the family. Therefore, we can also say that as the family goes, so goes the church. If we want our church to be holy, sinless, blameless, perfect, we must also make our families holy. Not simply adequate or good enough. If we want our church to show Christ to the world, we must make the family a place where Christ is encountered first. If we want the church to transform our world, then we must make our families agents of change in our neighborhoods and our communities. This is the vital role of the family in our culture. And it is in danger. Too often in America, young people grow up without good examples from their parents. Families are broken by addictions, by greed, by infidelity, by selfishness. Some have said that this is simply an evolution of what it means to be a family. However, none of these new models show forth the love that is essential to the relationships that allow families to grow and bond. Without that love, we cannot hope to be holy. And without holiness in the family, we cannot hope to change the world. Other threats also affect many who are near and dear to us. Government policies are separating families of immigrants and creating a situation in which children are left without nurturing parents. These are also broken families, families at risk as they flee danger in their own countries, just like Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Again, if we want to help build a holy society, we need to be advocates for all families, not only those who qualify for our concern or our charity. As the family goes, so goes the nation. Our scriptures give us a guide to creating holy families. It starts with the unconditional love of husbands and wives, love that is rooted in and modeled on Christ's love. This sacrificial love will be the firmest of foundations upon which a holy family is built. Children, likewise, must esteem and respect their parents. They should never try to run the home and get their way. This would create a family afraid of one another and translate into a world of instability and chaos. Mutual love and respect is the hallmark of a family, especially a holy family. Even Jesus grew in wisdom and grace and was obedient to his parents. We can make our homes domestic churches by making them places of respect and love, but also by making them places of true prayer. It's a beautiful thing for families to have a small altar in their home with an image or statue of Jesus, Mary, Joseph, or some other revered saint, where they can gather regularly and pray and share their faith, just as St. Paul encourages us today. Admonish one another. Offer hymns, songs, and spiritual canticles. That can happen right in your living room. Families, I encourage you, come together to church. Make your shared presence here a priority in your week. Yes, kids will complain and challenge you on it. That's their job. However, it is your job as parents to model a life of faith that puts Jesus first, even at the risk of being uncool. That is never easy. And I tell you, parents, now, I have nothing but respect for you in your tremendous job of making disciples out of your children and your families. As a parish, we pledge our assistance to you however we can. This weekend, as we celebrate the Holy Family, may our families rediscover their call to holiness. May our families be holy and happy, because as the family goes, so goes the church, and so goes the whole world. May God bless you and all of your families.